RadioMD.com. A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So important to get your children eye exams annually, and some pediatricians are doing it with this little funky thing these days. And my son is just starting to drive, and he's seeing his ophthalmologist in just a week or so. It's so important. But what does this have to do with learning and classroom behavior? Is eyesight, can it impact how they learn? My guest today is Dr. Richard Hom. He's the National Optometric Director for Anthem Inc. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hom. So tell us a little bit eyesight. And, you know, back in the day, Dr. Hom, we used to hear that kids would do poorly in school, or they would act out, and then they'd get glasses and it'd all be fixed. Remember those days?
Yes, so, I do.
So tell us about the impact of eyesight, and are we still missing some things with our kids' eyesight?
Yes, because I believe there are at least two things we are concerned with. First of all, is that children learn through their eyes, whether they're looking far away, which glasses can help, but also close up, because they need to read. And I think we need to go do better than just say, is it clear? We need to make sure that can they see the words on the pages efficiently, easily, and comfortably. And that's the two things that I'm trying to stress, is eyesight is related to learning, because that's the portal where we get all our information.
Okay, it certainly is. So when do we get our children's eyesight checked? And as I said in the intro, my pediatrician just recently used a funky little thing that she just pointed at my kid's eyes. I got charged like $100. But it did some little flashy things, and then she said his eyes are fine. And she didn't do that AE test.
Yeah. Well, you know, pediatricians and others sometimes look at one thing. So optometrists tend to look at all things. So when you're looking at that flashing light or looking at some chart far away, you're only testing the faraway vision. When what I'm talking about also is that there's no that we need to also test the close-up vision and how we use our eyes. And this is where we're missing it, in that what I'm talking about is how we read, how comfortably the child reads, what they're seeing and how the words are appearing to them. That's something that we need to also test.
Okay, so how do we test for that?
Well, many optometrists do test that routinely. There are some optometrists who specialize in children's vision. There are people who they are not what they call pediatric optometrists, or optometrists associated with a special group called the College of Optometrists and Vision Development. They are especially involved in that. Now, generally, most children don't have a lot of problems. So if your child is doing well in school, and is, you know, not behaving any problems, usually a regular exam works. But what happens if things just don't add up? Then what we need to do is probably look for additional help over and above the regular eye doctor, a regular eye exam. That's what I'm talking about, is making sure we do that extra mile to make sure that we can cover those things.
Okay, so with computers these days, Dr. Hom, I'm not sure where our eyes fit into the fact that, yes, we're looking at reading, you know, and kids' close-up vision, and then they're looking, they don't look at the blackboard anymore, but now they look at the Promethean board, or they look up at the monitor, and then there's the computers and the laptops that's right in front of their face.
Yeah, so what we're noticing is that the comprehension and the reading efficiency of a computer screen is less. So actually the children are almost compelled to spend a little bit longer time on the computer. What also is important is that we're noticing that if you have the children use their computer up to the time they sleep, they actually won't sleep. So especially with telephone screens. So a lot of pediatricians are trying to suggest to parents that they stop the computer screen and telephone use about an hour before they go to sleep, so that they can have that full 7 or 8 hours. And also, again, that their eyes could dry out and they could be efficient. So there are several issues with computer screens, but if you use them judiciously, I think that there's no problem. We have to understand some of the things that go with that.
Okay, so, I mean, it certainly is confusing more nowadays than it used to be, because there's just so many things to think about with our children and their eyes. And so how can we, is there anything we should be doing? Should a child see for that annual exam an optometrist, or an ophthalmologist?
Well, your pediatrician will probably prefer one or the other, but I always like to say is whichever will do the exam. But again, if there are additional things that kind of alert to you, usually the optometrist is probably more attuned to the learning or the close-up vision than most other people. But both of them will do pretty well. At least they get an eye exam. That's the most important thing. And if you have additional superstition, then you should probably see an optometrist who's particularly involved with children. A lot of things we talk about is about being watchful is, you know, we should definitely ask our child how do they see, because a lot of times children don't know that they have a problem. They think it's normal to not see well, and they won't see. That's why it's sometimes hard to tell whether a child has a vision problem.
What's perfect vision, Dr. Hom?
Well, perfect vision is two things. One, they see well at distance, and they also can see close up efficiently and well. They track, they move their eyes left and right, they focus well. And in those circumstances, about 60 to 70% of the children, there'll be no problem. And that's what we call perfect vision. And we check that to make sure they still have perfect vision, because that can change. And we want to be sure we're on top of that as soon as possible.
So when you hear those numbers, clear this up for the parents listening, 2020, okay. 2040, people don't know what this means.
Well, you know, the word 20/20 is something that's long ago. In other words, someone said, well, the top number 20 or the first number is usually the distance that we're testing, and the bottom number is actually the designation, an arbitrary designation of the size of the letter. So that's strictly a arbitrary measure. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes there's a lot of confusion. So we usually say normal is 20/20 or 20/20 or 20/20, called normal vision, and that's because that's enough vision to drive, to do all the things we want to do. That's why we call it normal. And also 20/20 is a close-up also, so that's why it's called 20/20. It's normal.
So do you want, like if someone's told they have 20/40 or 20/10, do you want that smaller number in the back end there or the bigger one?
Yes, well, you want the number to be smaller because the 40 number means it's actually a number that's it's a larger letter than the smaller. So in other words, you want to able to have them see the smaller letter. So to get them to 20/20 if at all possible. And that's what we need glasses for, to bring that vision from 20/40 to 20/20.
So is that what happens if you tell a child they've got 20/40 or something, then they need glasses?
Yes. So what happens is that in a practical sense of the word is that that letter has to be a little bit larger in order to see. And so a lot of times we can't change that. So they'll say, I can't see that far away, I can't see the road sign, I can't see the TV that well, so they kind of get a little closer. You know, so that's what that means, is that that the bigger number in the bottom means is that there's a greater chance that they can't see what they want to see at the distance.
So you have a normal person standing a certain amount of feet away, and then that person, whether it's the 10 or the 40, as you said, means that they're seeing whatever that person from those feet. It's a little confusing. It still is. But in just the last 20 seconds, Dr. Hom, just wrap it up. Give us your best advice about children learning and their eyesight.
Right. Well, the best advice is how to repair the child. Tell the child that there's no shot. Tell the child also that you know, it's going to be very easy. I always tell the parent to give a slight you know, light meal before they come, and also help out the doctor by volunteering information, and do the exam once a year. That's going to be very important because things crop up. Come to our website, if possible, to antheminc.com, antheminc.com for a doctor finder, or ask friends or a pediatrician for names of doctors. But every year is important.
Every year is important. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned.